This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming live online via the satellite and the Internet. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women. As we know, they're listening, and we thank them for that, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks that are working out there in the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the frozen northern tundra up there, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And just for the heck of it, what's the weather like?
Well, it's about 55 degrees and clear here, but warmer earlier today, but it gets cold at night.
All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we get started on what we're going to talk about, I want to play Andrew Cuomo and what he had to say today. He took a shot across the bow of President Trump and why he no longer is a resident of New York. And wait till you hear this.
It's not personal, and it shouldn't be personal. It's about the principle. First of all, he moved to Florida because he believes he's politically viable in Florida and he's not politically viable in New York. And they are absolutists in their self-interest. He moved to Florida so he can say to Florida, look, I'm a resident, you should vote for me. Leave New York because he believes he can't win here anyway because we're a Democratic state.
And if it- All right, I'm going to stop it right there because you know why he moved to Florida, don't you?
What's that?
No state income tax.
Well, certainly.
That's a huge thing for someone that's worth a lot of money.
Well, it certainly is, and it was interesting because Governor Cuomo talks about their absolutists and their self-interest. Well, goodness gracious.
That's what he is.
Yeah, I was just thinking, wait a minute. Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar right there, so yeah.
All right, well, let's start out with what we're going to talk about here. That's Georgia Rep. Doug Collins, by the way, now running for Senate. Senator there in Georgia, and good luck to him. Certainly a very good guy, and I'd like to see him be the senator from Georgia. But anyway, there's a strong case right now for the Roger Stone situation we've been watching, a strong case for a retrial. What say you?
Well, this is a very, very serious matter. And think what people will of Roger Stone. He's quite a character. There's no doubt about that. But when we talk about our justice system in this country, and what do we hear from Democrats? That it's broken or it's not working right and these kinds of things. Well, this is, unfortunately, a great example of that. If there was bias in the jury, especially with the four person in question, they donated to Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, they went on Facebook and all these kinds of things, and they were pretty much anti-Trump, that bears an investigation, because one of the things that everybody relies on in this country is that the idea that you could have a fair trial. If it wasn't fair, it may have to be done over again.
Yeah, and again, we don't have any idea where any of this is going to go, but we do know that there is a double-tier system. It's called a two-tier justice system. Sean Hannity was talking about it last night, one for them and one for us. And when the Democrats get into trouble and get sentenced, their sentences are a lot lower right off the bat than the Republicans are. And that's just a statistical fact, and it's because right now of the fact that the jurists that you've got, the judges, the majority of the federal judges, but that's changing rapidly, have been Obama appointees.
Well, that's right, Captain, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because this is why presidential elections are so consequential, that not just every 4 years, but for literally a long-lasting legacy. And if you have judges that are appointed, have a certain, you know, sort of bent, or as it were, then for almost a generation you could be having these kinds of outlandish sentences, things like that. That's why reelecting the president that you want elected is very, very important.
And for you folks that are listening, and this Andrew McCabe thing, and you're all concerned about that, and deputy director of the FBI, and he got off scot-free, and this, that, and the other, and all that, nope. The last person that Mr. McCabe spoke to was John Durham. And John Durham is what, Kyle?
U.S. attorney, yeah.
You don't think that McCabe was presented with the facts against him, which we can get into, but I don't need to, and he wasn't offered a deal, and he didn't sing like a canary about something?
It's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Not beyond the realm, exactly.
And there's another U.S. attorney that was brought in to open up another investigation in Washington, D.C., and McCabe is not out of the woods yet, but he's certainly going to be watched while he stands just outside the woods. He could get right back in it at any moment, depending on what this other U.S. attorney turns up with.
That's exactly right, because they're also looking into what happened with Michael Flynn.
Yep. Hold the thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, it ain't over yet. This stuff that you're hearing, well, they vindicated this guy, they vindicated that guy. There's deals that have been flung, and that's the way it works in Washington, D.C. So believe me when I tell you, it's not over yet.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain, you can't seem to get rid of it, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and I've been on it now for 3 years and 10 months, and it's worked for me. I kicked the habit. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril, which had some side effects to it that I didn't care for, and I'm glad I did because this product has worked. Now, all you need to do is get on the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's what it costs to get started, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website relieffactor.com/captain, and make sure that you try it out because all you got to lose is pain, right? Now, today, I want to remind everybody that I will be at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show at the Oldsmar Flea Market today. That's where we're at, 180 Speed Track Road in Oldsmar. And I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the lovely Susie Q. And we'll have a surprise guest stopping by around noontime. So you want to stop by and see what's going on, come on out and see all the different things they have there. 150 tables is what they have in this big building that we're going into at the Oldsmar Flea Market. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's repeat this about the judges again. And you brought up a point during the break when we were talking off air. It's very important that whoever the president is, and in this case Donald Trump, gets a chance to replace the judges that are retiring, number one, and gets a chance to put the people in there that are going to go by the Constitution and not let these people off the hook like they have been in some cases.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, what we've seen for a long time, especially with far-left judges or judges appointed by left-leaning presidents and so forth, or liberal presidents, I should say, is this idea of judicial activism. One of the main ways that Democrats and liberals in this country try to change things is through the bench, by filing lawsuits and these kinds of things, things that typically should be done by the Congress or by through the legislative process, but they're able to do things through what we call judicial activism. And so that's why, again, it's important, and not only for the Supreme Court. Now, this is one of the reasons why I think the Democrats are so hell-bent to get Donald Trump out of office, is because they know that they're expecting that eventually, at some point, there are going to be vacancies on the high court, and they don't want Donald Trump to fill them, much less federal judges.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell's already said that they are prepared this year to put another Supreme Court justice in, because they figure that they're going to be doing that this year. When, if not this year, then next year, because there's a couple of them that are very old and their health is very much in question, correct?
Yes, most unfortunately, we feel for them, obviously, but I think McConnell was saying the other day that I think the difference with the end of the Obama administration and so forth, and not wanting to have an appointment during an election year, was that the Republicans weren't in charge of the Senate that time, that basically.
Yeah.
They're in charge now. So yeah, he will bring that to a vote if there is a replacement.
Right. Now, the other thing is, and we'll wrap up this legal thing with this point, when I did see Sidney Powell night before last, and she gave us an hour and a half lecture about what was going on, she was talking about what they had done to Michael Flynn and trapped him, and which they did. I mean, she laid everything right out that she could talk about, and it was very obvious that Michael Flynn, General Flynn, was set up. And I'm so happy that we were able to hear that, because now we can come out, and like myself, I can come back and convey things on the radio that they don't want you to know. By they, I mean the other side of the aisle, because they did something very, very, very bad, which, by the way, could come back to bite them squarely in the butt.
Well, absolutely. And I know that Sidney Powell has talked about the Flynn case. And what I've heard her say is that, of course, Michael Flynn would not lie for the prosecution, one of the things that she talked about, as I recall. And this is a really big deal, because as they were trying to squeeze him, they wanted him not only to sing, but also to compose, it would seem. That's why I think this outside prosecutor has now been appointed to look into the whole thing and the treatment of General Flynn.
That's correct. Plus the certain misuse of justice in his case. Now, what is going on in the United Kingdom that we get this report from one of their experts over there stating that, well, 400,000 virus deaths in the United Kingdom are not out of the question? What is that all about?
Well, yeah, it's very scary. And what this British scientist is basing that on is the idea of about 1% of the UK population, works out to about 400,000 people. So if we understand, in fact, somebody the other day, Captain, I was really taken aback. Somebody told me, well, it's just got kind of a 1% death rate. And I'm like, well, oh my goodness, if we get millions of people infected by this thing, that's a huge number. So no less here in this projection. I think it's there to demonstrate the real serious nature of this, especially when there doesn't seem to be any impediment for most adults to be infected with this. So it's not an absurd number, but it's a cautionary number. It's something that helps us to understand the real seriousness of this infection and how it could spread.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to my good friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You hear him on the program just about every night, Monday through Saturday, during the first hour of the program. Now, Kyle, what is Bloomberg in trouble for? It's been revealed that he rejoined two private clubs that he quit over race and gender exclusion, and now he's back in them again?
Well, yeah, this is what we're hearing, that there's a couple of different clubs that evidently were, either male-only or basically exclusive clubs. that Bloomberg had in fact quit many years ago. But in 2014, according to the New York Post, Bloomberg rejoined a club called the Century Club. It's a predominantly a white club, and he also had rejoined another club called the Brook Club. But one of the spokesmen for the Bloomberg campaign said he thought that one of the particular clubs does in fact admit women or people of color, this kind of thing, but they weren't able to elaborate, as I recall. But it's interesting, you know, how this is going to play, of course, in terms of Bloomberg's support in the African-American community or the minority community. He's going to have to really show, does he have the real bona fides of being able to say, look, I am truly a man of the people, or will this be a hindrance to him? Very interesting.
Well, now we get to have a little bit of fun on the program. The creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has been found guilty on 7 felony counts of lying, stealing money, trying to extort money from Nike, and I mean, they got him dead to rights.
They got him dead to rights. In fact, the top prosecutor called it, quote, an old-fashioned shakedown. And Michael Avenatti, you know, what's really striking, Captain, is we all remember he had well over almost, I think, 250 appearances on the cable news shows, basically, during the whole Stormy Daniels affair. And he was even touted as being this almost like a messiah of sorts. He's going to take down President Trump.
And, well, the CNN folks were Google-eyed over him.
Oh, absolutely. And he was talked about, well, he could be a presidential candidate. And I mean, he flirted with all that stuff, and he just ate it up. But all the while, I think most normal people could figure out that he was exactly, and I think it was Tucker Carlson who hung the moniker on him, he's a creepy porn lawyer. And yeah, he's done all these things and was convicted. And I think there's more coming down the pipe for him, too, as a matter of fact.
He has another round of charges he has to go through. And the other thing, a couple of more trials he has to go through. There we go. And Tucker actually brought him on his program, and that's when he called him to his face, creepy porn lawyer.
Exactly, exactly. But the guy was so arrogant, and just how the mighty have fallen in this. Of course, but why was he the media darling, though? He was the media darling because he represented somebody who could either besmirch the president or, you know, try to generate this critical mass of trying to get people to turn against him. It was just really something to see.
So Valentine's Day spending is expected to have risen some 32% to some $27.4 billion. A lot of money spent on flowers and candy.
That is exactly right. And especially around Valentine's Day, things are a little bit more expensive in that department. But it means, Captain, people have more money to spend. The economy's better.
Yep, you got it. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, this program's all about we the people. It's about America, and we talk about things related to America. Not afraid to let you know I'm American first, and everything else comes after that. All right, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone right now. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Find them online at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they have insurance for not only the car or the truck that you're driving, but they also can insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and they can help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent or by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a policy, get quotes, whatever you want right there on the website. Now, I will tell you that I have not only my car, but also my homeowner's insurance through them, and as a result, I get a bundle rate, which saves me some money. Plus, I like getting that safe driver discount every year because that means my rates really don't go up when other people's rates are going up. Mine don't. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, got a whole bunch of people in the chat room here we got to say hello to. First of all, hello to Maria in Germany. Always a pleasure to have her in there, one of our oldest and dearest friends and listeners. And Al in Nebraska. And let's see, Terry up in Nashville. And who else has been in there? Wally's been in there. You're in there. No, let's see. Eric is in there. Trucker Eric is in there. Somebody named Alex, but we don't know where Alex is from because he didn't tell me. We've got LJ in there. We've got,
Who else is in there, Kyle? You were talking to somebody. I'm trying to figure out who all is in there.
Yeah, I was saying hi to Maria and saying hi to Al this morning as well.
Oh, Terry. Sam the paper man. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and there's somebody else in there. I can't quite figure this out. It's Chuck. Is the name Chuck?
Could be. I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Well, special shout out to all those guys and gals, and we appreciate that. And you can do that too. You can communicate with us that way, but you have to go over to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. It says the official Captain's America Third Watch page, and you like the page. Once you do that, then you can communicate on the messenger, and we'll get the messages. All right. Now, we talked about Andrew McCabe briefly, but the thing about Andrew McCabe is he's not out of the woods yet. And people, when you hear they're doing the happy dance and all that stuff, and the CNNs and MSNBCs, they're not telling you the truth, because there are two other investigations going on right now that have no bearing on what was just done by the Department of Justice when they talked about the initial investigation that went on with Mr. McCabe, correct?
Right, exactly, yeah.
All right, which means that Durham is still investigating. We told you about the fact that Durham had already spoken to McCabe at least once that we know of. And then we have this other new investigator that's come in, U.S. attorney, that's got another separate trial going on, or investigation going on. Grand jury is going to be convened and all that stuff in Washington, D.C.
That's right. And this has to do with looking in and reviewing the case against Michael Flynn. And this is going to bring back into the net, basically, of the investigation, people like Peter Strzok, Jim Comey, and also Andrew McCabe. And so they're going to be looking at, you know, how all this came about, how the investigations started, and all these different aspects. And so you got to figure, Captain, that some people are still a little bit nervous about what might come out. Now, again, you mentioned Durham, the U.S. Attorney Durham.
Mm-hmm.
This investigation is very different from the Inspector General, for example. Durham could easily bring charges if he finds sufficient reason against some of these people who are part of these investigations.
Right. Now, the states have rejected a opioid maker's $18 billion settlement offer. What's that all about?
Well, that's what we find out. This is it's being rejected to settle the opioid litigation. You know, as so many people, of course, you know, find that they've been addicted to this and so forth. So this is a major development. We'll have to see how it sort of pans out as it goes on.
And in the meantime, in your state of California, and in particular Los Angeles County, some 66,000 people that were arrested for marijuana charges are about to have their records expunged.
That's exactly right. There are some parameters on that. It looks like if you're 50 years or older, or if you haven't been convicted of a crime in the last 10 years, anyone who's got a conviction, who went through probation, and anyone with a conviction under the age of 21 for marijuana-related or cannabis, I suppose, that will be expunged off of your record is what they're talking about. And they're saying, Captain, it will people are having a hard time finding jobs or a place to live because they have this criminal record. And, of course, nowadays we see the marijuana being decriminalized in many ways. So it's an interesting move. Whether or not it's going to do what they think it's going to do is another question, because like I said, you've got some pretty good parameters there, but it all depends on the individual.
Now, are they doing a lot of yelling and shouting out there in California and Arizona about this new elite Border Patrol unit that's going to be sent to aid on the Sanctuary City crackdown and getting the people that are in there illegally out?
Well, there certainly will be, and I'm sure that we'll be hearing that from the local leadership, mayors, and certainly the governor will probably chime in on something like this, because California has prided itself, most unfortunately, on being a so-called sanctuary state, where they don't want the law enforcement to work with the federal law enforcement when they come across people who are here illegally in this country. And Captain, it's we hear the argument many times from the left. you know, that if one person can be saved by this new legislation or this new safety feature we have to implement, if only one person could be saved, it's totally worth it. But wait a minute, what about the people who are killed by illegal aliens because they're driving drunk or because they're committing a crime, these kinds of things? We could save lives if we just implemented our immigration laws properly.
Now, do you have Boeing stock?
I do not.
Because there's more bad news for the MAX 8 aircraft with Boeing. Several airlines, as well as new airlines, in addition to the ones we know about, have come on the bandwagon and said, look, the tests haven't been done with the MAX 8. We are not going to put this thing back up in the air until sometime this summer.
Right, exactly. This is a long, long road, no matter how they look at it. There are people out there, of course, who are have the stock in the company, but a lot of those people too are employees or former employees of Boeing. And these are people who built airplanes and did all kinds of aerospace stuff with them. They may be feeling a real pinch here because of this whole debacle, with the 737, and, Lord only knows where it's really going to end up.
Now, there's a new leader on the leaderboard right now when it comes to the Democrats. It's no longer front row Joe. It's Bernie Sanders. But creeping up the ladder behind him right now is not Pete Buttigieg. It's Michael Bloomberg.
It's Michael Bloomberg. That's right. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg has virtually unlimited resources. You know, it's not infinite, but at this point in politics,
$55 billion.
Exactly. It might as well be unlimited in the true sense of the word. So that's his strategy. He's trying to do this air war and can just sort of drop in on Super Tuesday and see what he can do. But here's the thing. The Democrat elite, I think, are so terrified of Bernie Sanders. This is why we're going to hear a lot of talk of trying to get Joe Biden to drop out or get others to drop out. They understand that their strategy, I think, is going to be to try to get somebody they can coalesce around to take the other votes away from those who are splitting it off to Biden and others. And whoever it is, it's got to be somebody who's not Bernie Sanders, because they're on a war footing right now, trying to figure out how they're going to stop this thing.
Yeah, and there's just no telling where any of this is going to go because of the fact that Joe Biden does not want to get out. This is his last chance at it, and he thinks he's got his best chance. I heard him say, well, we're gonna win in Nevada, we're gonna win in South Carolina, we're gonna win in Florida, we're gonna win here, there, and no, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah, it's real iffy. You know, that's a technical political science term. It's real iffy what he can do. But at the very least, going into Nevada, Bernie Sanders is going to run into the 60,000 member strong Culinary Workers Union, and they're mad as they can be about,
because they're going to lose their insurance,
because their health care. Exactly right. And I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas, and these people work really hard. They're the backbone of the city, and I think they're going to not be happy with Bernie Sanders.
All righty, tell us how to hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report as we take a look at the roads out there tonight around the country. We do have some issues, and we'll let you know about all that. So don't go anywhere. I am coming right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
That's Deep Purple bringing you in a little rock and roll to wake things up and keep the drivers awake out there tonight out on the highways and byways. And you're going to need a little help here in some of these places because it might be a little slow going in some of what I'm about to tell you about. Now, there's a couple of Pacific storms pushing into the Northwest throughout the weekend. It'll have rain in the lower levels, heavy mountain snow elsewhere, extending into the northern and central Rockies, and you can expect to see snow all the way over into Colorado. So, going to be a busy weekend for the guys going out west. Now, the first of these Pacific storms will move quickly east across the plains into New England by late Sunday into Tuesday. Heavy rain will be possible across the Tennessee Valley with snow in the northern plains all the way to New England. Now, that means probably along Interstate 80, Interstate 90, Interstate 94, and those normal places up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Now, I can tell you right now, out in Washington State, we have snow east of Seattle, all the way up to the British Columbian line. Snoqualmie's getting snow tonight. The mountains of central Washington are getting snow all the way straight down through the mountains of Oregon down along I-5 to the east of I-5. Now, we do have a winter storm warning tonight for the Washington State Oregon line, right in there, right about where I-84 comes across, and we do have snow up on Cabbage. We do have snow down in Pendleton, down through towards the Hood River Valley in the higher elevation. We've got snow in Idaho going back towards Boise, again in the higher elevation. Mountain Home, Idaho, you definitely have got some snow there tonight. You've got snow up on 4th of July in Montana tonight. So far, it's not anything that I don't see any winter storm advisories or chain laws for. But also, in Wyoming, western Wyoming, a winter storm watch, which will become a warning later, and the reason I say that is because it's already snowing in Idaho, eastern Idaho, right along Idaho Falls and Montpelier, right there. If you go up US 30 coming off I-80, you're going to run into it as you get up into the higher elevation. Now, tonight from about Battle Mountain all the way over to Winnemucca in Nevada along I-80, you've got snow there. Now, in Colorado, the snow is just starting, and there's a winter storm watch up for the mountains around Denver and the Denver area as well. And that could get real sticky real fast as conditions start to deteriorate. So be advised there, listening to us in Denver, KNUS, you've got some weather in your area tonight. And for any of the truckers that are coming across listening to us from Nebraska or Kansas where the signal goes or up into Wyoming, be advised I wouldn't dilly-dally around if I was going over the rocks tonight. I would get over the top and get down the other side and before whatever happens, happens. But it looks like as if the chances are pretty good for some really significant snow up on top. Now, there is some rain tonight in western Tennessee, along towards the Mississippi River Valley and in towards central Tennessee. There's some rain tonight in Mississippi, along the riverside there in Mississippi. There's a little rain right now occurring in Arkansas. And other than that, the weather's looking pretty good. But again, ramping up for what could be coming in terms of the storms moving across the country here. And the South this week has had a couple of interesting battles with weather of their own. So we'll see what happens. Now, one last little area to talk about for weather, and that is the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, as well as Lake Michigan right now. Now, there is some snow up in Michigan coming off the lake from the Wisconsin side. And you do have conditions that are ripe for the snow machine to kick in with the way the wind's blowing. But we'll see what happens. Right now, the forecast is just for general snow. And, of course, whenever you get snow off the lake, you never know what's going to happen. So it could be a lot worse than what it is come Monday morning. So just be advised that the weather that's out there is not your friend if you don't know about it.
So you need to pay attention. That's all I can tell you. All right. Now, good morning to Steve in Thailand. Hello there, Steve. How are you? Nice to see you today. And Maria, I already told you, in Germany, she's a regular chatty Cathy today, just talking up a great storm there. And Maria, it's nice to see you having a good time there, talking back and forth. And also, good morning to JR up there in Massachusetts. He's around and talking in, so appreciate that. And Terry is, Cindy, okay, here's a new one, Cindy. I don't know where Cindy's from, but she's chiming in, and she's saying howdy, howdy to us. Appreciate that. And Brett, how are you doing there, Brett? I see you're in there, too, giving us a chat. Larry's in there. And we've also got Susan, who just chimed in here a little while ago. I didn't see you there, Susan. Sorry, I would have mentioned you earlier. But you can do exactly what these people are doing. You can go over there to the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and like the page and follow us over there. And you can start sending us messages to the show, just like all those people I just mentioned. Mentioned the fact that they're in there and they're talking to us. So there you go. And Maria is just our favorite because of the fact that years ago when we got started and we started to do a little daily segment on the show out there at our affiliate, 1180, in Reno, AM 1180. Eddie and Dennis and the other people that were on the program. Maria was always a caller out there, and she started to hear me on there and heard me doing segments and whatnot, found out about my show, and she started following me. And that's, God, that was 10, 12 years ago. So, Maria, thank you very much for being loyal all that time. Appreciate it. Now, before we have to trot off here, I need to remind everybody that coming today, I will be once again at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show at the Oldsmar Flea Market at 180 Racetrack Road in Oldsmar, right there where Hillsboro and Oldsmar come together. It's right there a little bit sideways of the shopping center that's up front. It's kind of like behind it, but you'll see it. You'll see the signs when you get there. Going to be another great day, and we're looking forward to whatever it is that transpires today, because we're going to have a lot of people there. We always do at that flea market. It's a very busy place. So stop by, take a look, see what they got. It's not just about guns, not just about knives. They got outdoor gear there. They've got lots of accessories for people that are out in the outdoor, if you will. We did have, and I'm not sure if they'll be there today, but we did have a fishing pole, fishing accessories and all that, that was there. We may see him again today, but you never know, because sometimes these people, they can't make certain events, but they can make others. But I will be back with more on the Captain's American Third Watch Weekend Edition, hour number two, coming up right after the stations that you're on right now, that you're listening to, do their news break and pay for a few of their bills and do their station ID. So I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.